Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour number two. Phillies panic, maybe it subsided a little bit since the opening day. People still, I guess, are uncomfortable with Aaron Nola. Just relax. I haven't heard from anybody that is a big Eagles traveling fan. And maybe they're just not annoyed with the possibility of two Thursday night games. Not that it's two Thursday night games, of the games being flexed into Thursday night, which changes all your plans. The Eagles are not going to take a running back at number 10 for all the ridiculousness that people talk about that happening. And this today, many years ago, let's see, 15, 20, it's like over 40 years ago, right? Yeah, it would be 15 and 20, yeah, is, oh no, over 30, yeah, over less, just under 40 years ago. Something happened which was one of the most exciting times, and the World Series is exciting. The Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl is exciting. You know, all those things are exciting, but this was really exciting. Let's hear the end of the game.
One, they must get the ball inbounds within 5 seconds. That means it must touch a player from either team within 5 seconds. I think they've got to throw the ball up at least towards the half-court area. They cannot afford to throw that ball in under their own basket, because with 2 seconds to go, Georgetown can get a piece of it and put it back up. Let's see if Raleigh Massimino tries to get the ball up court. And in a jump ball situation, the ball would go to Villanova.
Villanova wins the national championship in 1985. It was at Rupp Arena in Kentucky. I was lucky enough to be there. What a fun and great team to cover. Rolly Massimino was so great to everybody, the media, everybody. It wasn't all this, got to do news conferences, got to do. It was just, the access was great. The times were different, obviously. But it was an exciting time. They almost didn't make the NCAA tournament. You know, for all these teams, and today, obviously, the Final Four tonight. But for all these teams that get there, Villanova got there, and they were just at the bottom of the heap. So that was a great, great moment. It was a great moment for Villanova basketball. I guess that was their first national title. They got close, but then they were disqualified in the early 70s when a player signed with an agent. But I think that's the first national championship for Villanova. And then they won with Jay Wright won multiple national championships after that, but that was a really fun time. April 1st, 1985. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to, who is it, Tone. Tone, you're on WIP.
Big Dog.
Hey, Tone.
You remind me of Elvis, you know what?
What's that?
That's how good you are. That's how good you are.
Remind me of who?
Elvis.
Elvis was he is the real king.
The king. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the real king.
I just threw that out there, all right?
Yeah.
But guess what? What MB, he took one day off of the Joker, right? Can you walk with me?
What'd you say?
What? I'm saying MB took, he could have tortured Joker again, right? We had this conversation, but guess what he was waiting for?
He didn't
for.
Play against Jokic because he played 3 games in 4 nights, which were unnecessary.
I love your candor.
Well, it was unnecessary. But, I mean, why did you need to? Because he could score more points against those teams.
No. Guess what he did? He waited for Luka.
He what?
He waited for Luka. He took a day off to wait for Luka to heal himself because he's just trying to show somebody, this is what I do.
Wait a minute. He played Golden State and Phoenix. Luka
exactly.
had nothing to do with it.
Huh?
Luka had nothing to do with it.
Wait. The MVP. This is the game we playing. Like, you are the MVP.
You mean Jokic? You're talking about Jokic. Are you talking about Jokic?
I'm talking about Stephen A. I'm talking about them dudes that,
I could care less what they say.
To you.
Bobbleheads from ESPN. I could care less what they say.
I like that. But I'm just giving you your props, all right?
All right. Well, thank you.
You know what I mean? And when I say the king, when I say Elvis, you are the king.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
But let me
say one more thing. What happens if they don't give him the MVP? Come on, Howard, you know.
Well, I that's fine. He's probably going to win it, but I don't care about the MVP. I care about a championship.
I know. I'm the same way. I would have chips. Right?
What?
You won chips. You win it.
What do you mean I'm winning? Winning what?
Chips is about the chips. It's not about the MVP.
It's about winning a championship. Yes.
Thank you. And you are the man.
Well,
I'm stroking you a little bit, Howard. You know what I mean? Because you're cool.
Well, it's nice that you think I'm cool.
I know. You know. Know what? You when I say you're cool. I'm going to a different level that you know.
Okay, what player or coach do you think has been ripped fairly or unfairly?
What's his name?
I don't know. You tell me.
Hold on. Peterson.
Who?
Peterson.
Peterson who?
Doug.
Doug Peterson was never.
He was fairly un. And you've been there in your career, right or wrong?
Yeah, but I don't know that he was fairly ripped or unripped. But I appreciate the call, Tone. Thank you. Yep. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, before I get to my point, if the big shots are listening, we need to give Howard Eskin a day. Okay?
For
you're
what?
The king. They need to honor you, WIP.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure at some point that'll come.
Good. Okay. The Eagles draft. I think they should go for, if they can, get that tackle from Georgia. I'm hoping he's available at 10. I want somebody who can blow up the offensive line.
Well,
I think that's number one.
I think to draft offensive and defensive linemen are more valuable than almost any positions. Now, they need corner because they have age at corner. So you've got to look at that area, too, if there's somebody there. But running back is so far down the line of what they should draft.
No, that'd be a wasted pick, for sure, running
totally.
Back. And yeah, I wouldn't mind a cornerback. you know, if we can't get that lineman, that would be my second choice.
What would be your second choice?
The cornerback.
Yeah, corner would be okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll be just as good as they were last year, which they were the best team in the league.
Well, here's the thing. I think they'll be a good team. They have a much tougher schedule. They have three West Coast trips. They're probably going to be flexed. There's probably going to be a lot of things going on. But, I think the NFC doesn't have very good quarterbacks.
Right. And I think it's important to get that bye. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but you got to have the number one
record.
Boy, it really is important, and you only get one of them. But it's important to win the division first. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I have a player if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Reese, our first baseman. He's always getting criticized unfairly.
You know, he really does get criticized. Jim, that's not a bad one.
Thank you.
Okay. Reese Hoskins, you're in the mix there, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Drew. You're on WIP.
Oh, hey, Howard. Just so quick on the Phils and Nola, everyone's all over him. You know, to me, it's much more on the manager that day, to me. I mean, he retired 9 out of 10 batters the first three innings, and then all of a sudden 4 out of 5 guys reach or 3 out of 4 before the home run.
The problem I have with Aaron Nola is he's got to stop, and he didn't whine until he's asked a question about the pitch clock. He didn't whine about it. It just, he's got to get used to it. It's not going to change. It's a part of life, and you're going to have to deal with it. Yeah. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and it's one game, but you know, to me, I just put it more on the manager. It's the first game, it's the first game. You got a day off the next day. You can use your pen at any time as much as you need to. So he obviously lost something between the third and fourth inning. You know that proves it. So
how could you just lose something? I don't get it.
I don't know, but he went 9 out of 10 retired, and then 3 out of 4 guys reach, and he walks a guy after two hits or whatever.
At some point, he probably lost concentration. Is the only thing that I can think, right?
Yeah, but whatever. You know, that's the manager's job to observe that and say, you know what, you know, he just gave up a 2-run double. Now you got the tying run at the plate, and he's not getting anybody out this inning. So I just put him on the manager. Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth with the draft. It's like, offensive line, defensive line, corner. I'm happy if they pick any of those positions with that 10th pick. You can get good running backs anywhere in the draft. So
yeah, to draft a running back that high is totally ridiculous. Absolutely
you just don't,
ridiculous.
You just don't need to ever.
Nope.
But so my player, this is my favorite player, in terms of I just think he was unfairly ripped. When you look at compared to what he accomplished compared to the amount of ripping, Donovan McNabb just gets ripped, you know, incredibly considering what he did for the team.
Donovan did get criticized, and I think for the most part unfairly. Yeah, all right, I'll put you in the mix there, brother. All right,
thanks
for the call. People in Philadelphia. I don't know if they're different than other cities, but there's times when they get over the top, whether it's the fans, whether it's the people at WIP. But Jason Kelce and Howie Roseman kind of addressed being a player, because there's a lot of benefits to what some players think could be a negative. And they talked about it. Let's hear from those guys.
There is way less stress. There's way less sense of urgency. Like, it's just not as like so much win or lose mentality or like live or die, like these extremes that it felt like there was in Philadelphia. And I think the fans for sure play a role in that, as does the media.
Mm-hmm.
And that level of like attention and care that they have for the organization and how well the Eagles are playing has for sure, I think, impacted the sense of urgency that we have as members of the organization.
Yeah, it's just you got to accept if you're a player, and a lot of players, and then they go to Twitter, which is that's a mess too. When they go to Twitter, it's a mess because they get carried away, and then they start fighting with the people that criticize them. Sometimes you just got to accept the things that they're going to say because that's who they are. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. How are things in Vineland, Lewis?
They're all right. Rainy.
Yeah, it's raining. You're going to get a new golf course in a few years there.
Yeah, we are. Mike Trout and old Tiger Woods, huh?
Yep. I'm sure it's going to be.
I just threw past that on my way to Starbucks, believe it or not.
I'm sure it's going to be an unbelievable golf course if both those guys are in it.
Absolutely. I'll never get the chance to play in it, that's for sure.
Well, I hope I do.
I'm sorry?
I said, I hope I do.
Yeah. Don't we all, huh?
Yep.
So pretty much the main reason I'm calling, I kind of want to get your input on something with the Phillies. What would you do about the first base situation? Like, would you look for, like a veteran to get in that position, or would you stick with Derek Hall?
I'm okay with Derek Hall and whatever else they put in there. They have people that can play first base. I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What they're going to miss Rhys Hoskins' numbers. Derek Hall will have a nice year if he plays most of the time, numbers-wise. But then you still miss what, because you would have had Derek Hall as the DH. I don't think it's essential to go out and get somebody. I don't. I'd rather have pitching than I would the first base situation.
Would you consider like a Joey Votto at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I agree. That's the talk.
I don't need to get anybody. I don't need to get anybody. I don't.
And my other question is, what would you prioritize with that 10th pick in the draft for the Eagles?
defensive line, offensive line, or cornerback?
Got it. And I do have a player as well. Has Ben Simmons been said already for being properly tortured in the city?
Ben Simmons has not been said.
Well, that is my answer.
Yeah, that's an easy one. But he was criticized fairly, although some people thought that I criticized him unfairly in his early years. Then they realized that I was right, which usually happens. All right,
absolutely.
Lewis, have a great day.
You too. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey.
With the new rule changes.
Yes.
As far as the pitcher going in being able to throw ever twice and the bigger bases.
Well, he can throw a third time, but if he doesn't get the guy out, then there's a violation.
I believe it's a balk, and the runner moves up a second.
I forget whether it's a balk or it's just a ball. It's just a ball.
I think it's a balk.
So in other words, the guy gets second base.
Right now, the bases being closer is.
I think there's got to be a modification of that rule because the batter or the runner knows that he can't throw over the third time. So now you can throw over there, and if the guy takes off, then you can obviously throw him out at second base. But I think it's too much of an advantage for they're trying to speed up the game, but I think it's too much of an advantage for the runner. So I don't know what you would do there.
Well, I think they had 19 out of 21 stolen bases to opening day.
I'm not shocked. Bases are bigger. I'm not shocked with that either.
Which is kind of easy to be stealing bases nowadays.
That's one modification that I think that I would look at. Yeah. That is one modification that I would look at.
Which hurts the Phillies because Realmuto had the best percentage of throwing out runners, and now it's sort of be taken that away from us.
Yeah, but it hurts everybody. There's other good catchers. They want more stolen bases, but I don't think they're going to get more, but I don't think it's going to be crazy because the analytics don't want you to steal bases. And in the case of Trey Turner, here's the way I look at that. Trey Turner will get on base a lot. Obviously he should, but I don't think he should steal as much as people think he should steal because then you take away a bigger hole for Schwarber or Harper, who Harper will probably hit two when he comes back. But either way, you're taking away a bigger hole by having to hold the runner on first base. So I don't think he'll have as many stolen bases. And by the way, I don't know which team it was. And I knew this was going to happen, and I had heard it from other people. Somebody decided to put the outfielder, because they can't have the shift,
right,
to put the outfielder in short right field.
Yeah, they took
and
the
then spread out the outfielders. I would be surprised if it doesn't happen to Schwarber at some time this year.
Yeah. And I thought the Phillies should have signed Nelson Cruz for a minimum. For $1 million, he could have been our DH.
They don't need a DH.
We don't.
They got 100 DHs on this team.
If you take Schwarber or Castellanos.
When Harper comes back, Harper's going to have to be the DH.
Yeah, when he comes back, but you have 3 months of him not being there.
Well, two to 3 months, but still.
For $1 million, we're talking about $1 million.
You still have other DHs.
Who, Schwarber and Castellanos?
Yes.
And then who plays the outfield?
Well, one of the guys that they brought up, Cave or whoever.
For $1 million, you had to establish.
But there's no place on the roster. And Cruz is going to want a DH every day anyway. No, I'm not ready to go out and sign a DH.
No, he's already signed. I think he was already been signed for $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Who's your player?
Well, I was going to go way back, but I know it's not going to win. So I'll go more recent. Joe Girardi.
Girardi was criticized rightfully, but
he was criticized.
He was criticized. All right. Hey, Charlie, have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. And the question is, if you hadn't heard, to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, players, then you can check it all out at thebruno.com and all the great food at all their retail locations, which they're all terrific. Players or coaches, we like to rip fairly or unfairly. By the way, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. We'll take a look at the college and just an insight in the Final Four, which is tonight, and just an insight, some insight into maybe baseball. Well, there's not a lot of people, not even close to as many people that bet the baseball, but just kind of just some guidelines maybe. I'm Howard Eskin. This is WIP, and the time now is 9:22. Just a fine day on this Saturday. Phillies play this afternoon. It's interesting how things have changed with a lot of things, obviously, but game times. Phillies play Thursday. At Saturday, and this is in Texas, and they open the season in Texas, both afternoon games, and Sunday is a night game. You got to feed the tiger boy. You got to feed the money train. It's just ESPN television on Sunday night. And I don't think people give a darn anymore whether, they're on national TV. Every game's seen by everybody anyway, if you want it. It's like Sunday night baseball. Like, who cares? Do they have Alex Rodriguez again? Is A-Roid on Sunday night baseball? I don't even know. I can't stand when he does a game. It's just so, you absolutely got to turn down the sound and listen to the radio broadcast. It is A-Roid. If he's on there, he is horrible. Horrible. He's such a fraud and a phony. Oh, my God. It's terrible. But anyway, the Phillies play this afternoon at 4 o'clock. They will win the game today. Can you imagine the furor of people if they don't win today? But they will win today. Another thing that I need to mention. The NBA and the NBA Players Association have worked out a new collective bargaining agreement for a 7-year deal, opt out after 6 years. Always got to have the opt out. Now that's like the new thing. And reality says it should have been a lot more difficult than it was. There's things that are going on here that the reason I think they got it done. The NBA needed to grab hold again. They need to get control of the players, and they have no control, none. The one thing that I noticed, which is interesting, to try to get players to play games, but there's so few people that would qualify. To qualify for an award at the end of the season, you've got to play a minimum of 65 games, which in the past would not have qualified Joel Embiid, and this year he'll be right on the edge of that to qualify, but he'll get to 65 this year. He averaged 54 before this year. But regardless, that's not the point. The point is, I think LeBron James, or LaFraud, as he should be known as, LaFraud James, got heavily involved in this because he didn't want a work stoppage because he obviously is older, and he wants to continue to score and score and score. And he doesn't care about the money. So I bet you he had a lot to do with it. But the NBA has to grab control. And, of course, more money. A mid-season tournament, which is the most asinine, ridiculous thing I've heard. You play, and there's with a mid-season tournament, don't forget, you're still going to have the All-Star game. It's all about television. All about TV, which is just so wonderful. All right, let's go to the phones. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, bud. How you doing?
What's going on, Chuck?
got a question for you. I'm going to promote you to defensive specialist, and I'm sure you're capable and ready for the assignment. Did you watch the inning the other day, the 9-run inning?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. I know it's micro, but you cited a good micro point about the Eagles' timeout. It was a good catch. Here's my question.
Yeah, but that was a big part.
You were right. I'm giving you props. A lot of times when they give you props, you act like I was ripping you. I'm giving you props. Okay, here we go. Bases are loaded. You're up 5-0, so you could care less about the runner at third base. Infield, back. Cut down anything through. Line drive. The announcers say it could have been off of Hall's glove. No replay shows conclusively whether it was or not, but what it does show is Hall halfway in the dirt instead of back on, you know, the beginning of the grass. Why would you not have your first baseman in that situation, Howard?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As far back as you're allowed to cut something down through the infield.
Well, you don't want them as far back because you're trying to get a double play. The one thing that you don't care about the run.
No,
but you
right.
do care about a double play.
Well, if you're far back, you get a ball.
Yeah, but if you're too far back, I mean, guys are. I forget who was at the plate.
The catcher. He's not bunting. The catcher's not going to bunt.
No, I'm not talking about bunting because they're not going to bunt. I'm talking about you don't want to have them. You got to have it at what's called. Let me educate you on this, Chuck. Double play depth. All right. I'm just trying to help you out, Chuck.
That's your answer. Because you're playing there for the double play.
But maybe not all the way up. But you don't want to. You said you want them. You want them back.
Back, far back as possible. Cut down anything.
No, because you still want the double play.
If you get a ball hit at you with 100 mile an hour at your speed, you still got your double play. Come on.
Who knows? It's going to be hit at 100 miles an hour.
All right, we're not going to resolve this one.
I won that one.
Okay, D minus. Your previous caller mentioned something about this was the quote. I had to write it down to get it right. Because JT's percentage will go down with more stolen-based attempts. That's ridiculous. Why would a league-leading percentage, it doesn't get diluted by more attempts? What does that mean?
Well, he'll throw out – I think what he meant is he'll throw out less runners.
That doesn't support itself. There's nothing – quantitatively
well
sense.
Yeah, if it's easier to steal, you're going to throw out less runners because the guy's going to get a running. Once you throw over there twice, the guy's going to get a running start. And I saw it, you see it every day.
Stolen bases will be way higher this year, which in my opinion
They'll be higher, but they won't be what they should be because it'll never be what it used to be.
I think the point you make is a very good point, is the limitations on only really two throwovers, because you're not going to see three because they award you second base. And I do
if you throw the third time, you better get them out.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get them out,
therefore you're not going to see as many twos. Right? You don't want to give the advantage to the runner, because look what they're doing already.
Well, you know, first of all, when guys throw over because they just, I think, and I've seen it a couple of times, pitchers will throw over because they know that the pitch clock is running down, and it just gives them a break to reset it.
Yeah.
Because it's just out of habit. It's just out of habit.
But no longer can you use it strategically because it counts. And when you put the guy after two, you might as well advance the runner a full stride. You agree?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, stolen bases will go up, and that's good.
Only if they throw, if they don't throw over there that much.
Do you like all the rule changes in the last 2 years? Not this year. Last 2 years.
No.
What do you not like?
I don't like the taking away the shift. You're good enough that you should be able to hit it the other way. And one team, and I forget who it was, decided to put an outfielder back there. What are they going to do? Tell the outfielders they have to play in their positions? Now what are they going to do? Change that?
Okay, would you not do the same thing as Schwarber if you're a defensive end?
I put an extra outfielder out there.
Yes. So we agree. That's what I meant by would you not do. Okay.
But I don't agree with the outlawing the shift.
I think here's a scenario that you do like. You're watching shortstops now go across the bag, making great plays up the middle with a play at first. Don't you find that to be more exciting for the game?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen that much.
That's happening all the time because the guy's not stationed over second base on the ball up the middle.
But that's all right. It's not going to happen
much. You get a failing grade on the last two answers, okay?
No, it's just by your standards. But I am the wealth of knowledge in this area.
Well, you set the rules. As you often remind me, it's your show. That's the bottom line.
No, you got to understand. I educated you on why he wasn't all the way back.
That's not the right answer. I have to relent because, you know, we only have so much time. But that's not the right answer you gave me.
Well, I gave you the right answer.
If a ball's hit on the screw,
get over
you
it.
You mean to tell me you still can't turn a double play with the major league arms?
No.
Come on, Nate.
Not from first base. No, not from first base.
It's six more feet.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck.
Okay, here we go.
Go back to the computer.
I want to answer your question today, okay? I rarely get an opportunity.
Okay, go ahead.
But the way you frame the question, there should be one person's name blinking in neon. Bobby Abreu got ripped more than any other player.
No, he didn't get ripped enough. He didn't get ripped enough.
Hall of Fame.
That's your boy, because you think a Hall of Famer who you're clueless.
Well, he's a Hall. Now, what he has, Howard, when you look at it fairly and objectively, he has the second best slash line of any Philly.
I don't
ever
care about flash line. I care about a player.
Sure
he didn't want to be there in the big moment.
That's subjective assessment.
It's not subjective. It's what I. Hey, listen. I talk to coaches, and that's what they say. Hey, Chuck, I got to move on. Enough with Bobby Abreu. Get out of here with Bobby Abreu. All right, hey Joe, hang on. I'm gonna have Mark Lawrence on, but I want to get some more people to qualify for the question to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them all out check everything they got out at DeBruno.com. But better yet, go to one of their 7 retail locations. Players or coaches we like to rip fairly or unfairly. All right, we'll come back. We'll take a look at the NCAA tournament. Take a look at see if there's anything to keep an eye out with baseball. Mark Lawrence will be coming up. The time now is 9:37. It is 94. It is WIP, Phillies baseball today. They will win today, or the city will be in complete panic. And they should win today with Wheeler. Well, the price is a little cheap, a little cheaper than I thought it would be. The Phillies are only 125. But anyway, now let's take a look at the bigger events today. I don't know how many people are going to be watching the Phillies game. Well, actually, most of the Phillies game will probably be over by the time that the Final Four comes on. And joining us now, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you on this fine Saturday?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you?
I'm just great. The weather here is probably much worse than what it is for you, I'm sure, in Florida. we got rain and thunder and all kinds of winds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not a fun time. Not a fun time for weather. But other than that, everything's great. All right. So today we have four teams left. Is there anything specifically that you look for when you get down to the final four with playing a game?
Well, the first thing I'm going to look for, Howard, is how the teams arrived here. What did they do to get here? And whether or not either the two opponents might be vulnerable because of a situation like that. You've got in both Florida Atlantic and Miami of Florida, two teams that both won each of their last two games straight up as underdogs, as did San Diego State coming into the contest. But you can also take a look at how these conferences have performed in the postseason here. And it's unbelievable how well the conference USA has done this postseason here. Head and shoulders, the best conference of all the basketball conferences in the postseason thus far this year. They've been an underdog six times, and they've won the money all six times, lost only one game straight up. And I'm talking about teams that have won the NIT, they won the CBI, and now they're playing in the NCAA tournament. So it's momentum is what it is, and it's been purely a dog tournament, as you know. And I think it's very, very difficult to make cases for favorites in situations like this.
So when you look at today's game, do you look at both the underdogs?
I'm going to look at both of the underdogs because I feel they can both win these basketball games. Coming into the contest, you're looking at Florida Atlantic. We all know their record. They're the Cinderella team, but they played 14 games outside their conference, and they've won 13 of those games. They haven't been intimidated at all. Not that San Diego State has got holes. They're a very, very good basketball team. Another 30-win team, if you will, and they've held their last eight opponents to less than 65 points. So they're doing what you need to do. That's play defense. But at some point, in this tournament, you have to find offense, and that it usually happens in these final four games where the offense has to step up, and I don't know if San Diego State can do that. I'm pretty sure Florida Atlantic can, so I think Florida Atlantic plus the points is worth the upset call in their basketball game.
You know what? I'm looking at, you see Florida Atlantic, it's a very good area. It's what, West? It's Palm Beach, right? Is that where they're
located? Boca Raton, right.
Yeah, right. Okay. San Diego is a nice weather area. Miami is a nice weather area. Are these kids gravitating? First of all, it's coming down to money now, too. And maybe they can pay those players money to come to those schools because that's what it's all about now. It's about the money. But you get three really good weather locations that are in the Final Four, which indicates to me that they're getting some good players as well. They don't get there by accident. Kind of interesting when you look at that.
Yeah, that's a really a good thought. I didn't think about that, about the weather being a factor. We do know that the money is a factor now these days in college basketball, and it's largely how Miami's roster has been put together here. And all four of these teams are doing really well with their NIL money and keeping players on board, if you will. So it's sort of a shame, the fact that they're buying these players per se here today.
But
they're happy in the climate for sure. There's no doubt about it.
It is a travesty, really a travesty. Now the totals, you try to look back to the past, but there's nothing this year that's like the past. But it seems like the pressure. You got to the Final Four, and it's crazy to say this, but it seems like the pressure is now. The pressure is to get to the Final Four. I think it's gravy once they get there. Which I think that these teams want to open it up a little bit. And the totals, I know there's going to be an under today, you'd think, but I think there's a chance that they're both overs. And do you look at the totals in these games?
Well, it's difficult for me to get over in the Florida Atlantic San Diego State game. The total is so low, and it kind of is there for a reason. I mentioned San Diego State and this ferocious defense that they play. It's also been the theme of the NCAA tournament this year, these terrific low total under games. The oddsmakers are pulling their hair out, trying to adjust because all these under totals were cashing week after week, game after game. They set this bar rather low in the Florida Atlantic San Diego State game. I think it's probably more an under total in the first half than it is anything else because they think they'll play their brand of basketball, might get away in the second half. The other game, Miami and Connecticut, they bring opposite mentalities to the game. They both like to get up and down the court. They're the two highest scoring teams left in the tournament here. So
I think it, if I had to handpick each one, I would say under the San Diego State over the Miami of Connecticut basketball game here. I think that will be the higher scoring game.
All right, Mark, there's just not even close to as many people to play baseball. And I get it. It's just they're just waiting for the football. But is there anything that you look at early in the season if you're going to play a baseball game?
Well, what I'm looking at out of the spring training is a combination of these numbers, a compilation, I should say, of these numbers out of spring training of the pitchers that really struggled and found their way around the plate. And you match them up against pitchers that really had a good, strong spring. So you've got good form against bad form. They're very, very difficult to find. There are no plays on today's card there that way. And early on in the matchups like we're having right now, because we're in the first week of the season, we're getting a lot of the ace and second ace pitchers that are pitching for these teams here right now. So, but that's what I would do. I look for these pitchers that really struggled in the spring that are matched up the pitchers had some pretty good spring. That's a really good start to begin with. Also, look to always fade these Cy Young winners the following year, especially when they come favorite out of the gate, because there's a lot of pressure on them, and they also have a difficult time playing up to the same level this year than they did last year when they won that Cy Young.
And that was the first game because Miami had the Cy Young Award winner, right?
Yes, he did. Sandy Alcantara, exactly.
Yeah, and he lost. He lost the game.
Yes, he did.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. On the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, enjoy the games tonight. Monday night, it would be great to see two Florida teams just to throw the whole thing into a tivy. The odds on Florida Atlantic had to be, if you pick them to win the NCAA tournament and you put any kind of money on it, you're going to make some money. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you're sitting on a lottery ticket right now,
yeah,
Howard. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I would sell it. I would sell it to somebody else. A great weekend. Take care.
Hey, enjoy the games, Howard. Be well. Thanks.
All right, you too. Thanks. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Boy, if you had Florida Atlantic. All right, let's go to the phone, see if we can get some people to qualify here. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I want to talk about the Sixers. I wanted to get your opinion. What do you think of the 83 Sixers in modern day? How do you think they would pan out?
I think players would adjust. They were all great players. They were four Hall of Famers. I think they could play in today's game because you can't. That's why you can't compare ears and say, well, they couldn't do it then. Well, if they were playing today, they probably could. It's like people talk about Larry Bird. Well, he couldn't play today. Well, yes, he could. It's just they all adapt. Well, Wilt couldn't play today. Yes, he could. If you're a great player, you're a great player, and you adjust to the way the game's played. I think they'd still be a great team today. And the thing that they do that the NBA doesn't do, the NBA is a disgrace when it comes to defense. But they played defense. They played the game the right way. They didn't care just about shooting three-point shots. It's a different game, so it's hard to compare. But I think that team would really play well. I mean, I think they'd really play well in today's game. It's just, I mean, these 40-point wins, and it's a joke. The Sixers scoring 77 in the first half, that's a joke. It's a joke. And then the NBA's kind of Mickey Mousing up in the game with the new agreement. There's going to be a midseason tournament. It's just, you know, and for all the idiots that don't think a 65-game minimum is a good thing, it helps to try to prevent players from just taking bogus days off. It's not load management anymore. It's sore ankles. It's sore feet. It's sore this. It's, you know, sore finger. It's ridiculous. The NBA is a bunch of pansy-ass players who just decide to do whatever they want to do. But the 83 team was not a pansy-ass team.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, I think it's so funny how nobody on that 83 team was thinking about MVP or anything like that.
It's all nonsense. You know, I didn't care if Jalen Hurts won the MVP. You know, if they win it, they win it. But it's more about championships to have all this nonsense and all this discussion here in Philadelphia. Oh, you think he's going to win the MVP? It doesn't matter. Do I think he's going to win it? Now he probably will. But what's the difference? It's winning a championship. What's good if he wins the MVP and they go out in the second round? All right, what player do you think was we like to rip fairly or unfairly?
Oh, I'll tell you. I got an answer for you. It's Andy Reid.
Andy Reid was, yeah, it's he was ripped unfairly. All right, thanks for the best coach in football.
All right, let's good go. Talking to you.
All right, take care. Lou, give me your answer. Give me your answer, and we'll try to qualify. Hey,
Eric Lindros.
Eric Lindros was a good one, too. Yeah, people were never satisfied with what he did. That's a good one. All right, thanks for the call. I'm putting you in the mix. Steve, who's your player?
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Doc Rivers, he continues to be competitive, get us in the playoffs, but no matter what, he gets trashed. You remember the beginning of the season, he lost like three or four games, and they wanted him out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he's had some really bad moments. By the way, it's Glenn Rivers. The only Doc in Philadelphia is Julius. But whatever the case may be, you know, he has been ripped fairly or unfairly. He's been ripped a lot, but some of it is warranted and probably some of it is just overkill. But you're in the mix. All right, you're in the mix, Steve. All right, Nick, there were a couple of good ones coming out of the chute late.
There were.
Nick Earnshaw is, I'm going to let you make the choice. So I know there's been some really, Jonathan Gannon's good. Gabe Kapler's good. Reese Hoskins is good. McNabb is good. There's so many good ones. Andy Reid and Lindros coming out of the chute late were good. But you have one. Are you still locked in on the guy you were thinking about?
I think I'm still locked in because it was kind of the most out-of-the-box one because any of these were really good. I mean, we got some really good answers today. Unfairly criticized, fairly criticized players and coaches. I got to go with Andre Iguodala. Craig in D.C. came with that one early on in the show. I felt like he was unfairly criticized, and he made a great point. Went on to win a championship with the Golden State, a couple of championships with
Didn't
the Golden
he
State
the
Warriors.
MVP in one
he
of
did.
Championships.
He did.
Yeah.
So Iguodala, yeah. I think, was the best one, and that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah, Iguodala is really, really a good one. And Craig is in D.C., however, and he wins the. So we'll take that Iguodala, Craig in D.C., and he wins the $100 gift certificate from the Bruno Brothers. And because he's in D.C., you say, well, he can't come to the stores. They got mail order, too. So you can get stuff from the Bruno Brothers with mail order. So he wins the $100 gift certificate from the Bruno Brothers. Iguodala's good. Boy, I tell you, I'd be torn between Jonathan Gannon, who gets ripped unfairly, Iguodala, Andy Reid, and Lindros. All of those were good.
I thought McNabb was really good, too.
Yeah,
McNabb was in the
good
mix.
Too. McNabb gets buried, and he's the best quarterback in Eagles history so far. He's the best quarterback in Eagles history. All right, Nick, thanks for your help. Nick Earnshaw back taking care of things on the other side. Coming up on this weekend, and the weather will get better, and then it's going to get worse. But hang in there. Phillies this afternoon, they don't have to worry about weather, even if it was raining in Texas, because there's a dome at 4 o'clock. Macnell and Sealski are next. That's coming up. And again, have a great, great, great weekend. Phillies opener. Can't wait for it. And it's next Thursday, but there's games in between. They play in Yankee Stadium early in the week. That's not going to be easy either. All right, everybody have a great weekend. The time now is 9:56.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.